believe that talk radio means you get to talk to with people you know from right here. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. And it's always really cool when we get to introduce you to folks. I had the pleasure of talking with Karen Rodriguez from American Idol. She was the contestant that was let go last week. And I thought it was sad because she was such a sweetheart. And I had the opportunity to talk with her. Unfortunately, she couldn't join us live because her schedule didn't allow. But I was able to talk to her and record her from my home studio this morning. So we'll go ahead and take you to that conversation. I started off by thanking Karen for giving us the time to chat with her.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, I've got to get one thing out of the way. I had tweeted that I would be talking with you, and you've got a lot of fans, let me just say, Karen. A lot of people are in love with you, and I got to tell you, my husband and I, big fans as well. You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you so much.
Just
for me.
And so one of your fans, Erica, said that she wanted me to wish you happy birthday from Peru. Is it your birthday?
Yeah, today's my birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm turning 22 on March 22, which is awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you. Oh, thanks, Erica.
Are you doing anything special for your birthday?
Yes, I'm doing tons of press and interviews the whole day.
Well, this is a once-in-a-lifetime birthday for you, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I love doing this stuff. I mean, as an artist, you have to be prepared to interact with the people that make you. You know, you guys are the ones that put us out there. So, you know, this is the best present I could have. And then later on today, I have like a meet and greet with some kids at the hospital, and I'm going to sing to them, and that's going to be really rewarding for me.
How wonderful. Well, now look, first of all, congratulations on your accomplishments, because think about all of the people who tried out, and here you are, you know, singled out among 12, 10 people in the entire world, you know, and so congratulations to you for being such a standout.
I think about that all the time. It's one of those things that it's like when you're at home by yourself on the bed, you just close your eyes, and then I just think about everything that I went through, you know, months ago when I first submitted my video. It's just crazy, and not even counting the people from the past years that have tried out, and it should be more than a million, but, you know, it's like, I'm so glad that I made it this far. You know, to me, it never mattered as far as, like, what place I got. Like, I just wanted to be in the show and really show people what I was made of and what I could do, and the exposure of the show has been great, and, you know, there's so many opportunities that are going to come my way, so that's the exciting part.
What's interesting, and my husband and I were both shocked because we think that it's just a crime that you're not still on the show. But I noticed that afterwards, all of the judges just surrounded you, and I could kind of hear Jennifer Lopez saying something about, you know, supporting you, and it seems like this is far from the end for your career and where you're going.
Oh, definitely. Like, once I got eliminated, of course, I was crying. You know, I started crying when they started playing my mom on the screen. That's always a deal breaker for me, because if I ever see my mom cry, like, I just start crying, because I just think about everything she sacrificed for me and my two other siblings. And, you know, I called her after, and I kind of calmed her down because she was sad. But I told her, you know, this is not the end. Like, there's so many people just as far as, like, in American Idol, the production, the producers, like, they're all looking out for us. And the judges themselves, like, they came up to me at the end, and you know, they hugged me, and I asked them what I could have done better, and Jennifer said, you know, nothing, you were perfect, somebody just had to go home. And then after that happened, I totally, you know, I collected myself, and I went and I did more interviews, and I was super happy about just knowing that I made it that far. I never had that moment where I just felt depressed or I was sad for days. Like, it was something that's never been in my character. You know, I'm the type of person that whenever I want something, I just go and I get it. I got American Idol. I'm going to get, you know, everything else that I want, you know, after the show, because that's just always been me.
Well, that was something else that I really admired about you. You have such a great, positive, sparkling attitude, and it's infectious.
Thank you. And that's what I try to do. You know, even with the other contestants, everybody would kind of come to me whenever they were feeling down, especially Jacob. You know, everybody knows I acquired a special taste for Jacob because we were just always together. And, you know, there would be times that he was feeling down or, you know, and he would come to me. I would make him laugh. There'd been times where he wasn't sure about his song selection. And I had to sort of like be that person to let him know that, you know, no matter what he sang, he's going to kill it.
That, interesting you bring up Jacob, because I kind of noticed that it seemed like you two were pretty close.
Yeah, we were so close. He's the one of the most closest people that I got to really connect with. Yeah, so we were just very, very, ever since Hollywood Week, since we first met, I don't know what it is about us, but we just, like, bond so, so well, you know. He's just a type of person that you if you met him, you would love to be around him. He's always smiling, he's always laughing, and I'm the same way. Maybe
that's it. You guys are both just too positive.
Yeah.
It's that positive energy, and you guys can feed off each other.
Yeah, pretty much.
Will you be able to keep in touch with him, even though now you won't be at the mansion?
Oh, yeah, I mean...
Good.
Each other all the time, you know. I mean, he texted me the other day. He was like, I really need you to tell me what you think about this song. And, you know, so it's like, I'm always going to be here no matter what. And I told him, you know, we're going to be friends forever. And once we have our own mansions, we're actually planning on living next to each other.
Oh, nice. That sounds fun. Then he'll come over and say, hey, what do you think about this dinner selection?
Right, but, you know, we were looking up at some mansions on Google, and he's like, that one's mine. I'm like, no. It's like, well, why can't we just have, like, both the same house and just, like, replicate it and just live next to each other? And I was like, yeah, that'd be great.
We're talking with Karen Rodriguez, and one of the finalists in American Idol, and as Steven Tyler says, the one with the Spanish ethnic what it is-ness.
Yeah.
and you know, your version of Hero, your bilingual version of Hero, was just beautiful. And Taylor Dayne, Love Will Lead You Back, that was gorgeous.
I actually got a message from Taylor.
Wow.
I tweeted her. She tweeted something about, you know, stay tuned for tonight's American Idol. A contestant brings something new to the table or something. She tweeted something like that. And I saw it, and I tweeted her back, and I said, oh, my God, it's such an honor to sing your song. And you know, she said that, you know, a lot of her fans liked the whole little Spanish thing that I put on there. And it's just so great, you know, to be able to talk to her and you know, and see that as another musician, she appreciated another musician's work. So I'm very, very glad.
Wow. I mean, that just must be so cool, all the people that you've gotten to meet.
So many people. It's crazy. Like, I would have never met any of these amazing, you know, artists if it wasn't for American Idol. And that's the thing about this show. It doesn't really matter what place you end up in, because the connections with just a single phone call, you know, somebody can change your life forever. So the only thing you can do is just always hope for the best and stay connected with everyone that you meet, and just, you know, just keep going and never lose hope of what you want to achieve.
See, you're so smart. You are a very smart one. And now, like, Jennifer Lopez was a mentor of yours, somebody that you always looked up to. And then sometimes it can be a letdown when you meet your mentor. It doesn't seem that was the case here.
No, everything that I had envisioned in my head about what she was like, everything just came true. Like, she is such an amazing person, and she is, like, so genuine, and she really wants each and every one of us to succeed. So every single time she would give me an advice, I would listen to it. I would take it in, because she, more than anyone, knows what it feels like to be, you know, a Latina in the music business, and to make it far, and to, you know, with everything that she does, you know, even with being a mom, like the fact that she's been able to have a beautiful family and keep doing and keep pursuing her dreams. And it's just crazy. I can only, you know, just dream about achieving like 0.1% of what she's done in her life. So it was great to meet her and talk to her.
Speaking of family, first of all, your mom made me tear up talking about how you were her Oscar.
Yeah.
And that she couldn't ask for a better prize than you in her life and her other daughters. But then your sister, you know, it was mentioned that your sister wanted you to try out simply because she wanted to meet Nick Jonas. And she knew that Ryan Seacrest, you know, is kind of tight with the Jonas Brothers.
Uh-huh.
And you managed to make her dream come true. Can you
I did it.
Tell everyone how you did that?
Man, I mean, that was one of the things that when I was first trying out there, she kind of made this little comment. She was like, yeah, just do it. You know, like, you know, Ryan Seacrest, you know, he knows the Jonas Brothers. And, you know, now you can get me the hookup. And I'm like, great, Carol. Like, you don't even care about my dream.
Yeah. You know? Set the bar high there. Thank you.
But, and then, you know, Ryan has these coke moments right before you go sing where you can talk about pretty much what you want to talk about. And, you know, my mom had actually, when she came to see me when she performed Hero, my sister had given Ryan like an 8-page letter written to Nick that she wanted Ryan to give to Nick. And I thought, you know, maybe I should bring that up because my sister constantly kept asking me, did he get the letter? Did he get the letter? So I took the opportunity and I told, you know, Ryan how much she loved, you know, the Nick Jonas. And
yeah.
Ryan made that happen for me. It was just so crazy. Nick was in Texas while when I was shouting him out on American Idol, and he just kept on receiving all these messages from fans, people telling him, you know, please tweet Karen Rodriguez's sister. She loves you. And, you know, once he put two and two together, he got in contact with Ryan and he said, you know, what can I do? And literally, he had just landed right before that interview. He had landed from Texas and he made it all the way to see me and to call my sister, you know, and that just shows me how, you know, down to earth he was and how amazing and how important it is to maintain contact with your fans, because your fans need to know that you're human, you know. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing about me, and that's why I always try to respond to my fans on Twitter, because, you know, as far as me being an artist, yeah, that's cool, but I also want people to know that I'm a normal person. You know, I get tweets all the time saying, please reply to my tweet, you know, it'll make my life, and if I can just do that for one person, it'll brighten their day. I'm gonna do that for as many people as I can. And Nick, by coming over and by surprising my sister, he really pretty much made her whole life. And it's just crazy. And now my sister gets to see him, you know, whenever he goes to New York, he's gonna invite her out to go see a concert of his.
Oh,
and,
nice.
You know, so it's you know, it's things, the power of you know, television. And
right.
The power of just having connections and the power of genuinely being humble. That's what.
Well, and the power of being a really good sister for, you know, mentioning it and helping to make it happen. So
thank you so much.
Well, Karen, we look forward to watching you grow and flourish and watching for your next CD, because I know that'll come out sometime. And we're big fans, and what a pleasure it was to get to talk with you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. And like I said, say hi to your husband for me.
Okay.
And, only the best is yet to come. And hopefully I can talk to you again once that moment arrives.
Awesome. Hey, and what's your Twitter handle? We'll follow you on Twitter.
Please, it's KRodriguezAI10.
Okay. We'll find you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There you go. Karen Rodriguez from American Idol. Isn't she a sweetheart?
Yes, she is.
And somebody you definitely want to root for.
And it seems like she has it all in perspective as far as, you know, keeping up with the fans and feeling blessed and using her talents and, you know, helping her family with the fans' connections. That's awesome.
Isn't that? And well, and I know your daughters love the Jonas Brothers.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, that was really, really cool. It's 1:45 now on 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.